Star Wars 7x7, episode 3161. It's Mando Eve. Yes, tomorrow is the season premiere of The Mandalorian. And today, we're going to talk about other bits of information that we've been given via YouTube videos and social media clips that are things that we haven't talked about yet on the show. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So yes, happy Mando Eve to you. Tomorrow is the premiere of Season 3 of The Mandalorian, and there have been a lot of clips on social media, there have been YouTube videos posted, and I thought we'd check in on some of those and see what else we've learned about what we're going to be seeing over the next 8 weeks. One of the things we haven't talked about is the fact that in addition to the Mandalorian showing up on Navarro and wreaking all kinds of havoc, it looks like Greef Karga is going to have some trouble from another source. It looks like there's some sort of group of bandits or pirates, probably not bounty hunters, but something is happening with a group of nefarious looking folks on Navarro, because we see Greef Karga interacting with somebody whose back is to us on screen, and he actually pulls his blaster and shoots the guy. It's like they have a face-to-face draw, and there seems to be a protocol droid nearby, possibly translating for this whole situation. But yeah, not much translating needs to happen when you're pulling a blaster and shooting somebody right in front of you. Another detail comes from the scene that we've seen of some very dangerous looking creature jumping down in front of the exit to a cave, and it looks like our friend Grogu is throwing him back with the Force. But some of these social media clips also seem to indicate that the Mandalorian is right there and that Grogu may be protecting Mando in that particular moment. We also see Bo-Katan sitting on what appears to be a very throne-like thing, telling the Mandalorian there's nothing left and to go home. So where's home for the Mandalorian? I'm sure Bo-Katan doesn't particularly care, but it seems like perhaps what's happening here is the Mandalorian is asking for some advice about going to Mandalore. Because the Armorer has said, of course, that he has to go to the living waters of Mandalore in order to atone for his transgressions. And speaking of the Armorer, there is also a brief moment where we see her walking up behind a Quarren and just wailing on him. But speaking of the Armorer and of atonement, there's actually kind of a strange line from the Mandalorian when he's talking to Greef Karga about buying property somewhere on Navarro. He tells Greef Karga that he's an apostate, and that's a very particular word. An apostate is somebody who has publicly renounced their faith in a particular religion. I never got the idea that the Mandalorian actually renounced his faith in the way, that he decided, like, no, I'm officially not a member of the Children of the Watch. Maybe he thinks that he's being forced to adopt that posture by the fact that he admitted to the Armorer that he took off his helmet, but really, he's not, by the traditional definition of an apostate. Unless, of course, he does actually renounce the Children of the Watch, which would be something for us to keep an eye on as we go into this season. Another thing we see in social media clips is Mandalorians flying around on their jetpacks in that sort of desert rocky place, and other Mandalorians on the ground, particularly somebody that looks like they might be Paz Vizsla with the heavy giant repeating rifle shooting up in the sky at said flying around Mandalorians. So we may be seeing factions of Mandalorians fighting on that rocky space wherever that happens to be. And there are also questions about the more verdant space where we see a Gauntlet Starfighter flying around and it looks like TIE Interceptors are chasing it. It looks green and wonderful and rocky, and then there's a moment where you see one and a domed city that's intact. And so it does make you wonder if we're looking at Mandalorian flashback situations. The way they cut the trailer, they kind of make it seem like the Mandalorian is flying this gauntlet fighter. I don't know if that's really the case. Everything is just so quick the way they do it. It's really hard to tell with the cockpit, but it seems like it's more likely that somebody else is flying that gauntlet starfighter and being chased by Imperials. And so, yeah, maybe we are dealing with a flashback situation overall. So those are the moments that I've spotted in the various YouTube and other social media clips for The Mandalorian as we run up to the season 3 premiere tomorrow. And if you want to check out some of these for yourself, just go to the StarWars.com YouTube channel and you will see pretty much everything that I've seen there if you check out the different videos that they've posted for The Mandalorian. And it's pretty good viewing too, just in general. There's also a behind-the-scenes-ish one called Phenomenon that stitches interviews and clips from Star Wars Celebration and behind-the-scenes footage together into one whole package, and that one's pretty great too. And that's what I've got for you on this episode of the podcast today. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.